Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it is so good to be back on the air with you. This is author Teresa Banks, and you are listening to LSEC Publishing Radio. It is a beautiful day here in lovely Chicago, also known as Chi-Town. It is near 80 degrees, and it's been that way over the past few days, and we are just loving it because here in October, we are just used to cold weather already. In fact, I actually pulled out my gloves, my light gloves, a few days ago. So I'm preparing myself already for the cold that is to come. Today is also an interesting day in Chicago because the marathon is today. The Bank of America 26-mile marathon is today. And I would have participated. You know, my gym shoes are on standby. But I have to do this show. So I'd rather be with you than out there trying to run. Well, as the title states, today I am talking about OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network, and how I believe Miss Oprah is doing. As we know, the Oprah Winfrey Show ended at its 25th season, and of course there was like this long countdown in regards to the show coming to an end, and of course it ended with a star-studded couple of days, and then finally Oprah wrapped things up with her last show as a recap really of her past shows that she had done and all of the different lessons that she learned along the way. And I thought to myself, wow, I'm gonna miss Oprah, our teacher, our mentor, and who's been on the air for so very long, who's practically raised a lot of people through her show. And we're going to truly miss her. I know I've missed seeing her on TV, and after her show officially went off, I watched a lot of the reruns. And now her old studio, Harpo Studios, is the new home of The Rosie Show, starring Rosie O'Donnell. And Rosie is really famous for loving variety shows. I mean, she tends to do the type of shows where there's a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, and I've heard her interviewed already where she's talked about having a band be on her show. So it should be pretty interesting to see what she comes up with and whether or not she actually sings and performs herself, which she is known to do as well. So I tell you, this is certainly not going to be an Oprah bashing show. I just want to point out some things that I believe is happening already with some of her different programs and discuss specifically some of the shows that I've watched. And I've watched quite a bit of her new network and the shows that are on it. But before I get started, I want to pause here and give Miss Oprah a huge round of applause for starting her own network. Because I tell you, it's quite a feat, right, to break off from Channel 7 and to say, hey, I'm going to do my own network, or at least it was Channel 7 here, you know what I'm referring to. But to break off, do your own work network, and start up your own thing. And again, her network is OWN, which stands for the letters of her name, the Oprah Winfrey Network. And I think that she's been doing overall a pretty good job so far. But in my humble opinion, I think that so far a lot of the shows, the bulk of the shows that I've watched, have really not lived up to the Oprah reputation. You know, Oprah has the reputation of being one that puts on compassionate shows with the bounding empathy expressed for the guests. And, of course, that's whenever applicable. A lot of times you don't have to show empathy. The show may be lively, upbeat, may have celebrities and whatnot on it. But it's just known for just being great, you know. And there's something about the quality of the shows that I'm seeing so far where truly I've not been that impressed, you know, because we tend to hold Oprah, I guess, at a different standard, a higher standard. So let me just discuss some of the shows that I've watched on her network. And one of the first ones that I watched was Your Own Show. And, of course, it had the little play on it being on the OWN network. And in a nutshell, here are these individuals with all these various ideas on how they thought they could run their own show. You had a couple of people, for example, that wanted to do a cooking show, a few people that wanted to do some type of business show, a gentleman that was in a wheelchair wanted to do a travel program to show how the handicapped get around and how they could travel and have a ball and still do things. And so, you know, I'm watching this program and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is interesting, you know, to do something where people are competing for their own show. And it just felt too much like the typical reality programs where the folks come in, they're narrowed down to a select few, and you have a couple of judges that are trying to decide whether or not they should stick around or not in the end, and eventually they start turning on each other, et cetera. And I thought that towards the end, the show really lacked on its originality. And even at the very end, when you're trying to see, you know, what is it that these people really have going for themselves, you kind of didn't even care about their background. I mean, you just didn't have a little sympathy for them, you know, owning their own show and kind of running with it. I mean, I really liked the guy with the travel show idea. But other than that, I guess I really wasn't feeling a lot of the other guests that were there trying to get their own show, or contestants, I should say. And then for the big reveal, the last show, you have Oprah on and the two judges that were on, and they're now trying to decide and tell the audience who has won their own show. And I tell you, there was just no drama to it at all. And there was the announcement that there would be two shows created, the travel show for the one gentleman that was handicapped and one lady who wanted her own cooking show. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, another cooking show. And then I thought, okay, this was predictable. Why not pick at least two shows? You have a brand-new network. You have a little space to cover. So I don't know. I guess I just wasn't that into it towards the end. I was really disappointed that there wasn't a better job done with that particular program. But I think the key thing that it pointed out was all the work that really goes into preparing a show that's on television. So you really had a good feel that there's a number of people that get involved and a whole lot of work that has to be done to really bring a show to air. So I think at least that point got across. But overall, I don't know. I thought the show could have been better done. Now, additional shows that are on OWN include also the Gayle King Show. Now, I do like Gayle's show. She is on the radio on a regular basis, and she does a beautiful job on radio, and I think she does a great job bringing her program to television, and she has great guests. that are on. She talks to them at a down-to-earth tone, really friendly, very outgoing, and we get to see whomever's on her show in a different light, and we get to hear their perspective and their take on things. And she covers great angles of the news, a great variety of the news. So I think the Gayle King show is really good. And then there's been Ask Oprah's All-Stars, and the All-Stars that make up that is Susie Orman, Dr. Oz, and Dr. Phil. And personally, I think it's just too long of a show with too much information, too much advice. And all three of them, of course, have their own show. And so you're thinking to yourself, you know, I love Susie in her own right. And I love maybe Dr. Oz in his own right. Same thing with Dr. Phil. I love him in his own right. And it just feels like an overdose to have all three of them on one program and people quizzing all of them, and they're trying to give their perspective on different things in regards to the questions that they're asked. So I watched maybe one or two of Ask Oprah's All-Stars, but I really couldn't get into it. It was just eating up too much time and, as I said, just too much information. And speaking of which, in regards to all of these three individuals having their own shows, Oprah does a lot of rerunning of programs on her network. So, Oprah and your team, if you're listening, we really don't need all these shows, these reruns of shows like Dr. Phil and over, season 25. And now over and over, your show and old movies like The Color Purple. I know you were in The Color Purple and you did an awesome job in it. But I think all those rerun type things, it just turns people off after a while. And we really need fresh ideas, fresh shows with fresh information. So keep the fresh stuff going and take out some of this old stuff or old things like Dr. Phil that we can see on some other station or some other time. Now, OWN also has a number of different celebrity shows that have been on. There have been shows in regards to the Judds and shows for the Tatums, the O'Neills, and shows for Shania Twain. And Lord knows I didn't watch all of those. I did watch a few with Shania Twain. And I just find that the Celebrities Are People Too type shows just get a little boring after a while. I just don't really care to know that they're going through a lot of troubles, especially in these days of a recession when people's lives are turned upside down. And folks like these celebrities can just go do a speaking engagement or write a book and be back on their feet in a week's time, really. And even in watching Shania Twain and her recovery back from her divorce after her husband married her best friend, and then she turned around and married the best friend's husband, you know, I really just did not believe that, you know, just this love at first sight type thing or this love blossom thing or that she even ever lost her voice. I mean, I know certain things happen in life, but I don't know, especially with the voice thing. It just wasn't feeling for me like it was totally reality. So I don't know if it was all set up for TV or not. But again, it just goes to show that some of these programs I'm seeing so far on OWN just aren't tugging at the heart like the Oprah show used to do. Now, one program that's been on OWN is called Masterclass, and I think that that one was brilliantly put together. And with that Masterclass show, you've had different celebrities on talk about their upbringing, talk about how their lives were affected based on the career paths they chose. And you've seen individuals like Condoleezza Rice, like Jay-Z, like Maya Angelou and Simon Cowell, just talk about, you know, what their dreams were like when they were younger. And then as they became older, how they fulfilled those dreams. And maybe even sometimes how their lives didn't start out the way that they had intended, the troubles that they had gone through, and how they overcame and became successful. And it was really interesting just seeing the resilience of all of their characters and seeing how their educations played a role, seeing how their dedication to their craft made a difference. So I absolutely loved Masterclass, and I hope that is actually one that will come back and that will continue, because it really is one that's uplifting and educational and worthy of being on the air. A few other shows I want to talk about. There's one on that's called Searching For. And this is a program where people are looking for someone. It could be their mom, their dad, sibling, son, daughter, whatever. And there's some lady, and I apologize, I don't even know her name because I can't get into the program at all, where she's sitting in her mansion. She's gone through her own searching for someone thing in the past. And she's helping these individuals find whomever it is they're looking for. And, you know, you watch the story, and I'm sorry. I don't know if it's the music, the planning, something. It's just missing. It's lacking the energy. It's lacking something. I can't pinpoint it. But by the end, I really don't even care if they found the people. And I realize it's not about me, really, the viewer. It's about the person who is looking for their loved one. But I just think that if you're going to keep that type of program going and you want to keep your audience engaged, then you need to do a better job at painting the story and setting the scene and helping us understand why there was a separation and why there's a desperation to find the people and really get us involved where we want it to happen by the end. And like I said, by the end, I really don't even care if they found the person, because the story isn't built enough up for me to care. So I hope that'll change going forward. Now, just moving right along to a few other shows that are on. There have been a lot of documentaries that have been on OWN. And I have to tell you, I have truly loved all of the documentaries that I have seen so far. There have been the ones about prison, like Prison Wives, and it's amazing to me how the wives, as they've even said themselves on the show, feel like prisoners because they are setting their lives to the side as they do whatever they can for their spouses that are locked up for one reason or another. And you see them leaving for hours, sometimes days in advance, to get to these prisons, to spend short periods of time with their spouses and try to keep them uplifted. Of course, they're calling them, I don't know, day in, day out. I don't know how often a lot of them call. But you see them kind of having their life pretty much on hold, almost like they're doing a sentence. They're not getting the love and the affection that they need. I mean, you can only get so much of that through a phone call, right? They're not getting the financial support. They're trying to do everything on their own, including raising kids a lot of times. And you just see them putting off a lot of different social activities they could be doing, and instead they're spending their time and their energy helping this person in prison. There was another show that was on recently called Serving Time, and that one was really interesting, talking about the Louisiana State Penitentiary in Angola, Louisiana, and how the prisoners are being rehabilitated, those that are on the better behavior side, if you will, by doing hospice care. And I thought that was really interesting because here the gentlemen are, they're on their dying days, and now you have a prisoner taking care of them, and perhaps months, years prior, they didn't care enough about life or they may have killed someone. So I thought Serving Time was really good, and I hope that actually rebroadcasts. And then Miss Lisa Ling is just doing an incredible job with a program called Our America with Lisa Ling. And through that program, you get to see just all facets of life, anywhere from people that have been on drugs to those just released from jail that were child molesters to people that are trying to see if through prayer they can change and not being gay. And people that are living transsexual lives, as well as people that have found wives on the internet. So I think Lisa's doing a great job, and that show summarizes pretty much what I'm trying to say in regards to what some of these other shows are missing, just that human touch, that human feel where you can relate or at least understand what's going on in a person's life and see their side of the story and see where they're trying to go with it. So I think Lisa is doing an outstanding job, and Our America with Lisa Ling is certainly a program to keep watching. Now, just a few other shows I want to talk about: Undercover Boss, Mystery Diagnosis, and Oprah Life Class is also running. And I think some of these have just been done so much already that I can't see myself watching it. I mean, Undercover Boss, you already have a feel for what that is. Some management type is going on the job, doing the job, and he's not telling, or she is not telling, their real identity. Okay, whatever, you know, whoop-de-doo. And Mystery Diagnosis, I mean, I may watch a couple of those. Can't really see watching that too much. And then Oprah's Life Class, it appears on the surface to be a rehash of her Oprah shows and some lessons she's learned from that. So I'll probably watch one or two just to get a feel for what that's all about. And if I don't like it, I'll just, you know, tune out. And then a few of the newer shows that just started. There's one called Super Size versus Super Skinny, where you have an overweight person and an underweight person talking during the show, and you get to see what each of them get to eat day in, day out, and they have to swap diets. They have to eat what the other person has been eating for a week, and then towards the end of the week, you see what they feel about it and if it's changed their feeling about food. And then you don't see the outcome. You don't see, like, months later that they've regained weight, the underweight person, or that they've lost weight, the overweight person. And then a lot of the measurements, and probably the whole show, I guess, is done in the UK, or at least it seems like it is. Some of the measurements are in UK measurements, meaning the United Kingdom or somewhere in Europe. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm trying to even understand how much they weigh, because it's not in pounds. It's called something else, and my apologies, I can't remember what they call it. But it's called something else. When they step on the scale at the start of the show, I'm not even understanding what the people weigh. And then at the end, I'm thinking, how is this really helping? You know, the really heavy person is eating, you know, fruit, vegetables, and limited food. And the really skinny person is trying to down all of this greasy stuff that the overweight person eats. So I don't know. I really can't see it. But one aspect of the show is that they do see pictures of themselves, various aspects of their body, and certain things medically are pointed out to them to help them face up to what they're doing. So I think that part helps a bit, but the rest, I don't know. Watch it for yourself and see what you think about it. And then finally, just a few other brand new shows that are just starting up, and I haven't figured out if I'm going to watch them or not. One is called Welcome to Sweetie Pies, and the other one's called Don't Tell the Bride. Now, the first one, Welcome to Sweetie Pies, is a cooking-type show, and it appears to be a woman who is running a soul food restaurant with her son, and so I guess we get to see all the fattening stuff and all the things that are killing a lot of us live there on TV. So I hope that's not what the show's going to be about, cooking soul food, because I love soul food. Lord knows I love it, but a lot of it is unhealthy for you, and I don't think that's something that one would want to keep broadcasting to people and have them cook. And that's just my humble opinion about soul food. I love it, but it is very fattening. Now, Don't Tell the Bride is supposed to be some type of show based on what I've kind of summarized from looking at, you know, here's what the show's about type of messages on the screen, is that some groom is making the wedding plans. And, you know, that may go over with some brides, but I don't know. I mean, I love my spouse, for example, but I don't know if he would have wanted to deal with all of the true plans that went on with wedding planning and all of the follow-up necessary. So I don't really think I'm going to watch that one. So if any of you watch it and you like it, let me know. So overall, if I were to be like Susie Orman, she likes to give things a grade, like when she's doing her How Am I Doing segment at the end, she likes to give people a grade on how they're doing. If I were to give Oprah a grade on how I think her new network is doing, right now I'd give her a C. I would give her a C. And again, I'm going to first give her another huge applause. Because I think that she deserves that. She deserves an A for effort. But I'm going to give her a C in regards to originality and not having shows that truly have more substance, as we know Oprah's shows to be, and not having shows that are more dedicated towards men. I mean, maybe it's true that the bulk of her audience is for women, or I should say the bulk of her audience are probably women that are watching. But, you know, I'm sure that as men tune in, they probably wouldn't mind seeing maybe a show on automotive-type things or just something going on in society, political in nature or whatever, just more variety. And I've seen that on her website, too, people leaving comments about that. Where are the shows for the men? And then I'd like to see shows that are more diverse. I'd like to see more Hispanics on some of these different programs. I'd like to see more African Americans that are on the programs. And regardless of race, I'd like to see more men that are hosting programs and on these different programs. So I hope that across the board that we will see just a variety of people, I mean, not just men, not just Hispanics and African Americans, but people from all cultures, from all backgrounds that are reflected in various ways. Not just, for example, African Americans that are cooking soul food or visiting their husbands in prison, or Caucasian women that have troubles looking for different people across the country, but a variety that makes up all of us, that shows who we all are across different aspects of life. So that when people tune into the network, they are not stereotyping and seeing what people kind of assume things could be like, but they are seeing more of a reality of what they're like that people face day in and day out. So again, Ms. Oprah, and I don't know, you're probably not listening to this show. Maybe one of your people is listening to this show. But overall, I think you're doing a great job. I will certainly keep watching, and I highly recommend that anyone listening to this program that they certainly keep watching, because it takes an awesome person to create their own network and run with their ideas, and I wish you all the best with it. Now, as I wrap up here and bring this program to a close, I want to remind you, you can drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com. Also, I would love for you to become a friend of this show. If you are not a friend of the show already, you need to go over to www.blogtalkradio.com/ellasec, spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C, and become a friend of this show or a follower of the show, so that you can certainly keep abreast of what's going on and what programs are going to be happening next. And in regards to that, I have a number of upcoming shows that I'm going to be doing, and I hope you find them of interest and you will tune in. I will be having on October 15th another Storytime session, this time of my book, Barrenhood. And then on October 22nd, I'll be talking about a wonderful, wonderful organization I've been a part of since 1999 called Toastmasters National. And then on top of that, come November 5th, November 5th, did I say November 5th? That is going to be my first year anniversary show. You don't want to miss it at 9 o'clock in the morning. Until we all meet or speak or email one another again, take good care of yourself and have a blessed upcoming week. Take care.